The recession may be over, but King County's budget is still hurting. The county executive says deep cuts are needed because revenues continue to trail far behind expenses. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The budget proposal calls for the county to eliminate 500 positions. County Executive Dow Constantine thinks that'll be the largest ever slash to the county's workforce. It includes 200 layoffs. The rest are jobs left vacant after people retire or transfer. Constantine blames the cuts on Olympia.
We cannot keep the current level of services unless somebody in Olympia steps up and starts fixing a tax system that is broken. It is widely considered to be the worst in the country.
The county budget largely relies on money from property and sales taxes. But Constantine says that revenue has gone down while the population and inflation keeps going up. In his budget proposal Monday, Constantine called on state lawmakers to pass a transportation tax package that would help pay for roads and transit. He also wants the ability to increase property taxes, but again, that's up to the legislature. The county's Metro bus service is one of the areas hardest hit by the cuts. Two public health clinics are also set to close. The county can raise more money through voter-approved tax measures, although voters recently rejected a plan to prevent the bus cuts. Now, Constantine proposes a new tax levy geared toward longer-term savings. It aims to invest more in kids' health and education when they're really young.
And if we miss that opportunity, if we miss those first 1,000 days, we end up paying the bill many times over in the exact things that take up most of our budget here, in cops, in courts, in prosecutors and defenders, and in jails.
The levy's targeted for the fall ballot next year. Details about the price tag and specific programs are still in the works. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.